Blog Talk Radio.
And thank you so much for tuning in. This is your host, Teresa Banks, and you are listening to LSEC Radio. And it is so good to be back on the air, in case you've been wondering and checking and trying to find out when is the next show going to broadcast. You are in luck. That time is now. I have been away for several weeks, so busy with various book signings and events. And, of course, life's everyday interesting drama. So needless to say, it is so good to be back and taping. You know, before I started this show this evening, this Friday evening, I've been watching the story all week on the news about Trayvon Martin out of Florida and the young man that shot him, allegedly because the young man was concerned that he may be in an area and doing things that he shouldn't. And unfortunately, we're living in the type of days where young people may dress in a particular way, where they have their pants kind of hanging a little bit low than some of us are usually used to seeing, or they may have the hoodies on their head. And for some reason, one reason or another, the young man that shot Trayvon believed that he did not belong in the area that he was in. And supposedly this young man was a part of a neighborhood watch program. So unfortunately, it is another situation where a young person, 17 years old, and obviously a very young part of their life and important period of their life, has lost their life. And we in the Chicagoland area, unfortunately, have seen this too often, especially when it's warm outside. So my prayers certainly go out to that family. And, in fact, I want to dedicate tonight's program to them with the hopes that talking about sharing life experiences will somehow truly make a difference to those of you that are tuning in. You know, every day, every week, every month, every year, all of us go through one thing or another. Some of our experiences are good, and some of them are bad. And with today's show, just an impromptu show, no script in hand, totally off the cuff, I want to talk about some of the experiences I faced, how I've tried to share those experiences with others, and the very last time I had to do so under very sad circumstances. So let me first just get started by saying that I, just like many others, tend to go through the ups and downs in life. And with the ups, they can be so good, you know, anywhere from like graduating from high school to graduating to college to someone giving you a gift that you really appreciate or someone just telling you that they love you. And those types of ups we obviously enjoy. And then when the downs happen, like we have situations where people die in our family, or we experience an illness, or we have something with our house or our car, then we have to figure out, okay, how are we going to deal with this particular situation? I can remember when I first started writing books, my first book, Woman of Integrity, and I think it took well over a year to prepare that book, to finish editing it, to go ahead and get it out to market. And the experience was just so challenging. And, of course, in retrospect, I asked myself, well, why didn't I touch base with more people? I mean, I thought I had checked the Internet. I thought I had asked a number of authors. But maybe if I had reached out to even more, it wouldn't have been as challenging as it was. But to share that life lesson, I decided with my next book to write BAPA. That's what I tend to call it, Becoming a Published Author, is what that little acronym stands for. And I thought, in sharing that experience, and someone else can look at what I've done in a very simplified manner and figure out how now they can write their own book. The same thing happened two books later when I wrote my fourth book, my last book, Surviving a Layoff. Prior to that particular experience, I had a situation where I actually had lost my job. It was unexpected, in my opinion. I hadn't done anything to deserve such a fate. And then I lost my job and had to figure out, okay, now what do I do? How do I get back into corporate America, or should I start my own business? What path should I take? And how do I function? How do I make it in between? So as I figured things out and I took notes and logs along the way, I thought, right, why not put a book together to share this life experience so that someone else can pick that up and run with it, and hopefully they not go through what I went through. I remember an aunt told me many years ago named Helen that you ought not want nobody to go through what you've been through. And I paraphrased what she had to say as I put together Surviving a Layoff and acknowledged her in part of those credits. And I think that what she said is just so true, you know, that we should take the time out to share what we're going through with others so that we can be mentors, so we can be guiders in their path, so that as others live their lives, they won't have the same stumbling blocks. I mean, they may have other stumbling blocks, but hopefully they won't have those same stumbling blocks. Or you know what? In the event they do, they'll know how to better handle them because you will have shared what you went through. Now, I remember when I was 12 years old, and I went through the loss of my grandmother. She had a number of different strokes, and by the time I had saw her, her eyes were literally rolling to the back of her head, and she had been in a nursing home for many years. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say years, months. It was actually months and not years, and as she went through that experience, I remember the uncertainty of it and how I didn't know if she would make it home or not. And she actually was able to come back home for just one day, and we cherish her and enjoy her before she had to go back into the nursing home where she died. Now, I remember fast-forwarding a little bit, a year after that, that I found my grandfather. He was sprawled out on the kitchen floor, and this was after he had come up a number of flights of backdoor stairs and had come into a tiny apartment, about a two-and-a-half-room apartment back then, walked through the door and just collapsed. And at the time, my sister and I were in a bedroom nearby, and I had left the bed and raced to the room, saw him on the floor, sent her up to a neighbor's and tried to quickly call 911, frantically trying to get them on the phone. No one ever picked up, called an aunt. She picked up. She came over probably about 20, 30 minutes later, but by then he had passed away. And I remember that whole experience and how frantic it was, how hopeless and helpless you feel, and how you become so starked with everything that's happened, just so puzzled, and the guilt that you take on your shoulders and thinking, man, what could I have done differently? How could I have handled this situation better, where maybe the person would have lived? Maybe if I had done this, maybe if I had come to their side sooner. If I found them sooner, maybe I could have made a difference. If I were able to get 911 on the phone, maybe that would have made a change. Maybe I could have administered some type of CPR procedure that could have saved their life. All these different things go through your head. And I know for me, it took until my mid-20s to really forgive myself and get over that situation. And what happened in my mid-20s that helped that is that I actually awakened one morning to find a young man dead across the street and laying on the ground. And I called 911, and they did not pick up. And I literally curled into a ball and cried my eyes out and thought back to the situation that happened with my grandfather and finally forgave myself and thought it wasn't my fault. that whole situation wasn't my fault, but I could not reach 911, that I could not have done something different that may have saved his life. Now, if we bring all of that fast forward today, and a situation I went through a couple of days ago, it just really brings to light how important it is to share what you go through with the hopes that it'll help someone else. And what happened recently is I received a call from a very dear friend. I've known this gentleman actually since, I'd say, about 1985-86. And I certainly won't reveal his name or any names in his family, but I received a call from him, and he shared with me that he had received a panicked phone call from one of his sons. The son had unfortunately found his mom, and she was unconscious, and he had found her. He had tried to call 911. No one picked up, and he just really was beside himself on what to do. And the father was able to reach him. They were able to get the mom to the hospital, but by then the doctors did not feel they could save her. And eventually, a couple of days later, she passed away. And I said to my good friend, you know, I feel like I've experienced this. I feel like I've gone through this, you know, and I reiterated a story I told him many years ago that I just told all of you here on this program about losing my grandfather. And I said to my friend, you know, I have a feeling that your son feels a lot of guilt over this. You should talk with him. It's important that someone reach him immediately and tell him this is not his fault. And his father gave me his cell phone number, son's cell phone number that had found his mom. And I called the cell phone. I wasn't able to reach the son right away, but I left him a message and just told him that I knew what he was going through, and it's just really important that he realize that everything that happened wasn't his fault. Now, days later, after that experience, I was able to see the father and son. Unfortunately, I didn't make the memorial. It was the day I had to work my full-time job. But I was able to eventually see the father and see the son and just drive around with them, have a great a couple slices of pizza with them, and then walk through a park and talk with them about these particular life experiences they were going through. And I asked the son if he had received my voicemail, and he said he had. And I told him, it's important that you realize what happened wasn't your fault. And he was able to reveal to his dad in that instant that everything that he felt, everything that went through his head, and it sounded exactly like what I had experienced, that, you know, you do feel this sense of guilt. You do feel that maybe you could have changed the circumstance. And my point in saying all of that was just to say that it's so interesting as we go through things in life, the things that happen to us, how we can comfort others with those bad things and how we can bring to life almost our stories again, share them with someone else, and they truly make a difference. I want you to all let that sink in and settle in while I take a quick break. I'll be right back. Here's that tune I started with again. And welcome back. This is LSEC Radio that you're listening to, and I'm your host, Teresa Banks. Just took a real quick break there to drink some water and relax a few seconds and to give you the opportunity to absorb what I was saying. Kicked off the show talking about Trayvon and the whole situation with him losing his life, unfortunately, to someone who was participating supposedly in a neighborhood watch type program and mistook Trayvon for a young man that was in an area that he thought he should not be in, doing things that he thought he shouldn't be doing. And I'm hearing on the news that supposedly he suffered a few wounds, and Florida has this type of law where, you know, if you feel you need to defend yourself, you can. And hey, you know, I don't have an issue with that piece of it, but where people feel that they need to use deadly force in this type of circumstance, I certainly have issue with. So again, I dedicate tonight's program to Trayvon and his family. I'll certainly keep them in my prayers, and I hope that across America that we use these different things that we're seeing in our lives, these tragedies especially, as life experiences that we are going to share with others to try to figure out how can we make things different, how can we educate people better, how can we stop these quick triggering of young people, of older people, even police officers, and slow things down a bit so that they are a lot more sane. I also talked about my experiences in writing and how two of my books in particular, Becoming a Published Author and Surviving a Layoff, were put together after I had experienced some things and authoring books and also in surviving my own layoff situation. And the hope was to share those experiences to make a difference in the lives of others. And then I told you about a childhood experience that was really traumatic and how a good friend of mine had a son who experienced a very similar situation, almost identical, and how we were able to sit in a park and talk with him and hopefully shed a little new light and hopefully a little new life in him so that it will help ease the pain of the loss that he's currently going through. And before I wrap up tonight's show, I really want to just talk about so many other things in regards to what we go through. You know, we go through other situations in our lives. Like we see a lot of different people nowadays that are losing their homes, that are in financial challenges. And, you know, a lot of us have been through those same things. Maybe not necessarily a loss of a home or a loss of an apartment or condo or townhouse, but maybe we've been through a financial burden. I think many people have been through some kind of financial burden. I want you to think about, how did you make it through that? How did you deal with that situation so that you can hopefully share your experience with someone else and help them through it? If I were to throw out a couple of examples in regards to that, I remember as I was growing up, especially in my 20s and in my 30s, and credit cards, oh my God, I would charge up so many different credit cards. I think at one point I probably had anywhere from about 14 to 20 credit cards, almost with every store you could name. Back in the day, there were stores still open known as Goldblatt's and Zaire, and I would have their credit cards. I'd have Marshall Fields and Carson's, even Evans, which sells furs, and I don't own a fur, have never owned a fur before in my life, but they had other clothes there you could buy, so I thought I'll just get their credit card. I had a Lane Bryant credit card, different gas station credit cards like Amoco and Shell, all kinds of credit cards, just almost any credit card you can name, especially MasterCards and Visas I'd have in triplicates. And it was just crazy to have all these different credit cards and run up all these different bills, not to mention the juggling of now how you're going to pay the bills you need to pay, like your light bill, your phone bill, water bill, and such. And I can remember what I would eventually do to bring things back to normal was to create a budget and to do the philosophy steps that we hear a lot of times that Susie Orman will tell her guests, that you need to list it all out and start paying things down one at a time, especially with credit cards. Now, back then, I didn't realize the whole thing in regards to the interest rates, and that you should pay the ones with the higher interest rates off first. Back then, I would pay off the ones with the lowest balance first so that I could start seeing things leave and cut things up. But also back then, you didn't have to worry about the interest if you decided one particular day to just close the card and pay it off. Like let's say right now you have a MasterCard or a Visa. Back then in the day, to help get your debt down, you could just call up the company, say close the card off, and it would close your account. And then you could cut up the card, and then you could just pay it off until it was done. Well, nowadays, with most companies, you know, they'll go ahead and close the account, but they not only want the balance, but they'll keep the interest running on it until you've paid it off. So it's almost pretty insane, and it makes it more challenging to pay things off. But the bottom line is, it's not impossible to do. It's not impossible. And if I were to share with you again, the way I was able to manage it and to do it was to label out all those different bills that I had and to figure out how can I best get these paid off. And again, for my family, it was all about paying the smallest first, not necessarily the one with the lowest credit card, but if I had a $500 limit, starting with that one to get it out the way. So hopefully that little piece of experience will help those of you that are out there dealing with it. But I know circumstances today are a whole lot more different. We're seeing gas prices that are outrageous. We are seeing situations where we can't find jobs. And a lot of times it may boil down to just panning more around each other in regards to family and friends to see how you could band resources and pool resources anywhere from car rides on out to really try and make things work for the best. A couple of other things that I want to share tonight in regarding to sharing life experiences is emotional experiences as well. I mean, I mentioned the ones in regards to financial and finding a job and writing and all that, but what about, especially, can I talk to us girls here for a minute, us women, us ladies for a minute? These experiences with men, oh my God. I mean, not the heartache cries, right? Not the, you know, he left me standing somewhere, he didn't do this, he didn't do that. But seriously, how you were able to manage a relationship that worked out for you, how you kept the love going, how you kept the romance going, how you kept it alive, as well as, you know, when you were able to see things coming and kind of look through the dog and pony show and the over-romance situation where a guy was really trying to take advantage of you in the end. Are you sharing those kind of life experiences with your girlfriends, with your sister friends, with your literally your biological sisters, with different relatives, so that they're not going through the same type of heartbreaks that you may have gone through? I mean, we need to share all kinds of different things. Again, the good as well as the bad. With men friends, with female friends, so that we can all try and be better people in the long run. Because there is so much to our lives that we're going to go through. And I can remember my stepmother saying many times as I was growing up as a kid, there's nothing new under the sun. She would say that all the time. There's nothing new under the sun. And, you know, if we look back during the Bible days, we'll see that that's true. They're committing a whole lot of sins that we are just repeating right now. And we don't need to. We can look back in the Bible or whatever your book of worship offers you, and we can see all those different things and learn lessons from those stories, especially in the way a lot of those stories turned out. We can learn a whole lot. So it's all about not repeating cycles and not reliving the negative things that happen in our lives so we can avoid them. So I want you to think about, as I get ready to close here tonight, think about how you can share all that you've been through with others and how you can also absorb what others have been through to improve your life. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and wind things down. I have been away, as I've said, at the start of the show here for many weeks, so busy. So I'm looking to relax over the next 4 days that I have off my full-time job and play catch up with life, get a lot of paperwork done, catch up on Facebook friend messages, get some critical things done around the house that I need to take care of, especially some pressing things that were activated today, and also just find some rest. So do nothing time type of rest to relax and enjoy life, because life goes so quick. We look up and it goes so fast. We need to find ways to just settle down and enjoy it as well. So with that said, I want to remind all of you before I go today to pick up copies of all four of my books on Amazon.com. They're still out there. The first one is Woman of Integrity. The second, Becoming a Published Author. The third is Barrenhood. And the fourth is Surviving a Layoff. And as I said on past shows, I'm currently working on book number 5 and book number 6. And the only hint I'll give you right now is that they will be naughty and they will be nice. So stay tuned for those. And I want to say hello to all of you that I met just a few days ago in South Holland, Illinois, at the South Suburban College Women's Conference. I had a ball presenting a class there called Weight Loss Tips That Work, and also being a vendor and having my table set up as well. It was a pleasure to meet all of you that stopped by. I want to thank those of you that purchased the book and those of you that just took the time out to chat a bit and to talk about your experiences in regards to writing, in regards to being laid off, in regards to one book I wrote, Barrenhood, on infertility, and people you knew that were going through those situations. Just thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm very grateful to those of you that took the time out to share and to listen to what I had to say and to be a part of that conference and that particular session that I taught. Now, coming up, I'm going to be scheduling a lot of different shows of different varieties. So I hope that you enjoy them coming up, and I want you to make sure that you drop me an email at any time to say hello or to ask questions, or if you have any topics or ideas for the show, certainly let me know, or if you're interested in being a guest, let me know that as well. I have had some interesting guests on this program that always enlighten and inspire, so I hope you will think about being a guest real soon. And I want to remind you also of my email address. It's mailtobanks@aol.com. It's spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2, B as in boy, A-N-K-S, at aol.com. Now, as I close tonight, what's really on my heart to say is that our young people need us. I have been to a number of different schools over the past number of years, probably I've been at the schools more than most parents, and I don't even have children. Our young people need us. And I want to tell you, I went to a school recently, I want to say about 20 minutes, I believe, from my house. And I was invited there to speak and to talk to the young people about anything I wanted to talk about. So I talked to them about my upbringing, about my life in the current industry that I'm in, of IT, being information technology, and some life experiences. And the kids were just so encouraged. They asked a lot of questions. They seemed interested in what I had to say. But I think a piece of it that was almost troubling is that they knew too much in regards to what we adults go through a lot of times, our tragedies and our situations. I mean, here I am trying to share different work experiences and different things with them, and they're pinpointing exactly what I have to say, right down to medical conditions that some of my family members had. You know, I'd say something like, my biological mother had issues, and I'd mention the type of issues she had, and they were familiar with the type of medical conditions. And that, to me, was so scary, because it said that they're not taking the time out to be young and just be kids. So all of you that are out there, please take a moment and speak with our young people, whether it be your own children or kids that are in your life, or if they aren't, that you just have an opportunity to go up to a school and talk to our young people. We need to embrace them more. We need to listen more to what they have to tell us. And most importantly, we need to share our life experiences. Take care of all yourselves, and take care of your family. Until we meet again, God bless.